and you're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. A 40-year-old woman from Barrytown has pleaded not guilty to shooting and killing a social worker with the Department for Children and Families on Friday. Jody Herring was arraigned in Washington County Court earlier this afternoon. She faces a single first-degree murder charge for allegedly killing Lara Sobel, who was part of a custody case involving Herring's daughter. But Herring was not charged today with the murder of three relatives whose bodies were found Saturday morning, even though police believe the two crimes are connected. For the latest on the charges, we're talking with Attorney General Bill Sorrell, whose office is prosecuting the Herring case. Counselor, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We've gotten just the contours of Sobel's murder over the last couple of days. Now that there's been an arraignment, there's some more court documents. Tell us what new information there is about the details of the case and Herring's possible motivation here.
Well, I don't want to speak to, and I can't ethically speak to matters that are outside the record as reflected in court proceedings. So I'm somewhat limited in what I can say, but I think the affidavit of probable cause reflects the fact that there were a number of witnesses to Friday's shooting incident, that Ms. Sobel was shot twice with a long gun or rifle in the parking lot behind the state office building. I really can't speak to Ms. Herring's involvement with the Department for Children and Families, and as a matter of fact, her attorney, David Slay, in the arraignment this afternoon, moved the court for an order sealing all DCF records from being able to be mentioned or used in conjunction with this criminal prosecution. Clearly, we will oppose the motion, but I'm limited right now, given confidentiality rules, on what I can say about prior or ongoing DCF involvement.
Police have said they do believe the murders of Herring's three relatives are connected to the Sobel case, as I mentioned. Do you expect Jody Herring will be charged with those murders?
That Well, Ms. Herring is the one person of interest who is the suspect in the death of her three relatives. That investigation is very actively ongoing. I think it's unlikely that the investigation will proceed far enough this week that we can make a charging decision.
Are there any other suspects or any other people of interest in that case aside from Jody Herring?
There are not.
Did Jody Herring have a prior criminal record?
She did have a prior, does have a prior criminal record. A number of different charges. It's a little unclear how many of those ended up in convictions, but that will all, to the extent that that's not in the public record, that'll be made known fairly soon.
Part of the reason I ask is because I've seen reports today that suggest she should not have been able to be possessing a gun. I'm wondering if you could tell us more about exactly what kind of weapon was used in these murders and where it came from, how Jody Herring allegedly got a hold of this gun.
I'm not going to speak to how she got possession of the firearm that was removed from her in Barry Friday afternoon, but it was a so-called long gun or hunting rifle.
Was it lawfully obtained? Did she have it legally?
I'm not going to speak to that. I was asked earlier this afternoon if it's possible that she would face charges in connection with being in possession of a firearm, and if there might be other charges against Ms. Herring, those fall down the priority list, and we'll see in the future.
Can you at least say whether the gun belonged to her?
I really am limited in what I can say. There is no evidence in the court record now as to ownership of the weapon, so I'm going to decline to answer that.
We've been talking with Democratic Attorney General Bill Sorrell about today's arraignment of Jody Herring. She's charged with shooting down a social worker with the Department for Children and Families late last week. Attorney General, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you.